And thank you all for being with us today. It's been approximately a month since I visited a federal detention facility in McAllen and saw firsthand the human tragedy unfolding along our southern border. The plight of these unaccompanied alien children has rightfully captured the national attention as we learn the details of their harrowing journeys. Equally as concerning, however, is the fact that unaccompanied children only make up 20% of those apprehended crossing the border illegally. And as the brave men and women of our Border Patrol are pulled away from their law enforcement duties to give humanitarian aid, drug cartels, human traffickers, individual criminals are exploiting this tragedy for their own criminal opportunities. Over the years, I have repeatedly called on the federal government to live up to its responsibility of protecting this great nation by securing the border. Because if there is no national security, you cannot have that without border security. Since 2008, more than 203,000 criminal aliens have been booked into Texas County jails. Over the course of their criminal careers, these individuals have committed more than 640,000 crimes. And that is in the state of Texas alone. This includes more than 3,000 homicides and almost 8,000 sexual assaults. Thousands of lives have been impacted forever. All because the federal government's lip service and empty promises. I will not stand idly by while our citizens are under assault and little children from Central America are detained in squalor. We are too good a country for that to occur. That is why today I am using my executive authority as governor of Texas and activating the National Guard. I've directed Adjutant General John Nichols to immediately prepare for deployment up to 1,000 of his troops in support of the Department of Public Safety's ongoing surge operation. It is codenamed Operation Strong Safety all along the border region. Prior to Operation Strong Safety, Texas has already invested $500 million in border security. That is a burden that Texas taxpayers should not have to burden themselves with. But as all of the Texans who have fallen victim to the crime at hand of these criminal aliens will attest to, the price of inaction is too high for Texans to pay. Now, fortunately, we're already seeing results from Operation Strong Safety. From week one to week three, apprehensions have dropped 36% from more than 6,600 per week to 4,200 per week in that area of operation. This is a clear indication that the increased patrol presence and the coordinated law enforcement efforts between our local, state, and federal partners, including the Department of Public Safety personnel, our Texas Parks and Wildlife wardens, and others, are having a deterrent effect on criminal and illegal activity along the border. The National Guard's troops that I am deploying will support the state-led border surge by acting as a force multiplier on the ground and providing additional air assets beyond their current efforts. These additional resources will help combat the brutal Mexican drug cartels that are preying upon our communities, and also will help deter others before they have a chance to harm our citizens and become criminal aliens within our borders. I want to ask a number of individuals to say a few words about this. We're going to lay out the operational plan for you. And Steve McCraw, the Director of Public Safety, will do that for you. Director?
Thank you.
In accordance with this order by Governor Perry, we'll begin closely coordinating with General Nichols and the Texas National Guard. It's important to note that we already work with the Texas National Guard on a number of operations directly related to border security. We'll integrate these additional troops into ongoing state-led border security surge operation, Operation Strong Safety. It's a multi-agency initiative. It's designed to conduct saturation patrols and deny cartels, transnational gangs, and criminal aliens access to Texas between the ports of entry. At the direction of the governor, lieutenant governor, and speaker, last month, Department of Public Safety increased the number of troopers, agents, and Texas Rangers along the border to conduct sustained 24/7 operations on the ground, on the river, and above the river. Time and again, the state has proven that when we boost our patrol presence and coordinate around-the-clock efforts with our law enforcement partners on the border, we can substantially obstruct the ability of Mexican cartels and other criminal elements to exploit the remote stretches of border in that area of operation. Therefore, the governor has ordered to deploy the Texas National Guard in direct support of these state efforts led, by the Department of Public Safety in close coordination with our local partners. It's important to mention our local law enforcement partners. Also important to mention the Border Patrol and the great job that they do. But our effort is to enhance our ability to deter, detect criminal activity occurring along the border. And while we recognize that the Mexican cartels and other criminal aliens are exploiting the fact that many of these brave men and women of Border Patrol are focused on unaccompanied children, I can assure you that Border Sector Chief Kevin Oakes, Raul Ortiz, his deputy, and his men and women are doing a tremendous job in terms of force multiplying in that area of operation. It's important to reiterate that Operation Strong Safety is focused on combating the cartels, their criminal associates, and seeking to penetrate in Texas-Mexico border. In this joint effort with our Border Patrol and local partners, we know that the Mexican cartels continue to use our state as a transshipment center. Right now, the area of operation, Rio Grande Valley, is the center of gravity for Mexican drug and human smuggling into Texas and throughout the nation. We also know that they are transporting cash, guns, and stolen vehicles back to Mexico. The principal drugs, marijuana, cocaine, heroin, and even methamphetamine, they dominate the methamphetamine market right now throughout the nation. They also commit a variety of crimes. These crimes are heinous in Texas, including homicides, contract killings. We had 43 to date, sexual assault, kidnappings, and extortions. In fact, other crimes that occur is home invasions. We've had 122 home invasions. We've had extortions of undocumented aliens, over 3,005 victims that we can document in the last 2 years. 74 human stash houses, 92 drug stash houses in the area of operation, 340 felony pursuits, and also 337 bailouts. And you don't know what that is. It puts illegal aliens at higher risk when they go through our ranchers' land and bail out and leave them in their jeopardy. We also know that these same thugs are using terror tactics in Mexico. They've adopted a terrorism strategy de facto, murdering Mexican police, military officials, priests, politicians, journalists, and tens of thousands of Mexican citizens, torturing and decapitating their victims and other imaginable acts just to make money. These ruthless and relentless enemies are threats to the national security of the United States and Mexico. The enemy of Mexico is the enemy of ours. As the governor mentioned, we know that many who are smuggled through our border end up in our jails after committing terrible crimes against the people of Texas. We call them criminal aliens. And we know, as the governor talked about, since 2008, how many have entered Texas and committed crimes on Texas, non-immigration kinds, and booked into Texas jails. The most recent update I have is from April to June. That's a three-month period. 8,496 criminal aliens were booked into Texas jails. Includes 35 homicides, 143 sexual assaults, 99 robberies, 321 burglaries, and additional crimes as well. So denying these despicable thugs access to Texas will severely hinder their ability to wreak havoc on the lives of all Texans and Americans. This is another reason why Border Patrol is vital to public safety and not just national security, why we support them. To that end, These additional Texas National Guard troops will be seamlessly incorporated into our operational plan and assigned to various missions that will maximize their impact. Fight to secure the border is on the border and nowhere else. You saddle it, you secure it at the river, above it, and along it. They'll be right there on the water's edge, along with troopers, agents, and Texas Rangers working with our Border Patrol partners. And the mission is simply to deter all criminal activity and transnational crime between the ports of entry. These troops will be assigned to posts, and we call them observation posts, or specific areas of responsibility with commissioned law enforcement officers. So when the conditions warrant and they encounter individuals committing crimes, those law enforcement officers may take appropriate law enforcement action at that time, including making arrests. And we already do this. As I mentioned before, we integrate them in our range recon operations and works very well. It is also important to note that throughout this operation, if our law enforcement officers come into contact with individuals who are admittedly or suspected to be in the country illegally, they will continue to immediately refer those individuals to the appropriate federal authorities. In this case, it's the Border Patrol, and they always do. And the challenge is that what does a criminal alien look like? It looks like an American. That's what a criminal alien looks like, and that's what we refer it to the proper federal authorities. We're grateful for the governor's leadership and the lieutenant leadership of Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, General Abbott, Speaker Strauss, and the Texas legislature for the continued efforts to keep our state safe. Texans have a right to live in their communities free from harm and fear of danger from Mexican cartels, violent gangs, and other threats directly related to an unsecured border with Mexico. One metric we haven't mentioned and talked about is the number of citizens that are now coming and approaching our troopers in the area of operation. They're concerned that their parents' house, other locations have been used as a stash house for human and drugs. They've been afraid to speak up, and that's why it's important to be there. We'll continue working with our local and state federal partners and now these additional Texas National Guardsmen along the border to carry out our mission of protecting and serving the people of Texas.
Thank you, Governor.
Major General John Nichols is the Adjutant General for the state of Texas.
Thank you, sir.
As Governor Perry stated, we're always and always will be fully supportive of the Texas Department of Public Service, be it a crisis such as this, a hurricane, a flood, or a fire. We're going to support their ongoing operations to secure the southern border. So within the next 30 days, we're going to mobilize approximately 1,000 Texas National Guard members and some elements of the State Guard to go forward. We will go to the border as force multipliers for DPS. It's already there. We'll also help them secure the border with the governor in accordance with the governor's request. Our mission, similar to other missions, has been ongoing. This mission is just another time for us to go to the border. We currently have forces helping Customs and Border Patrol, but we're going to help DPS in their operation Strong Safety. Their objectives are to combat the pervasive criminal elements operating along the border and to prevent them from crossing into the United States territory. Under my command and in coordination and very tight coordination with Director McCraw and the DPS, we're going to direct our National Guard members to go help them enhance security, amplifying visible presence, so we're going to be very visibly present, along the border and along the river. We're going to work alongside law enforcement officials. We're going to help them detect and prevent criminals from infiltrating through the international border. And then we're also going to help ensure the safety of our fellow Texans. The National Guard supported various state and federal operations along the border during my tenure, to include some local operations like Operation Lone Star, where we help the citizens of the South Texas area, the Rio Grande Valley. We've been on Operation Jumpstart in the past, and we've been on Operation Phalanx. So we've had Texas military presence on the border in the past. In all cases, we've used our training and our equipment and our experience to help secure. In this case, we are truly a force multiplication effort. We're going to help DPS do our job, and that's the job of Texas, is to protect the Texas border. We'll have our guardsmen at the highest level of readiness. We're going to start immediate training to run them through any kind of training drills that we anticipate we might encounter in the field, and then we're going to prepare ourselves for supporting role. So I want to make that very, very specific. We support DPS. We support civil authority. We are the National Guard. We're your citizen soldiers and airmen here. We're your Texas brethren. We live next door to you. We work with you. And in times of need, we come to your aid. We're simply doing that. We're ready and willing at all times to serve our state, our nation, and citizens of Texas. Thank you for your time.
I'd like to ask our Lieutenant Governor, who has been very helpful on this issue from a funding standpoint as well. Governor Dewhurst.
Governor, thank you. Thank you for your leadership on this. Ladies and gentlemen, as a lifelong Texan, I believe that most Texans believe that it's not in our Texas DNA just to sit idly when we can be involved in solving a problem. It's not only our right as Texans, but it's our responsibility to act independent of the federal government if the federal government fails to do the job that they're required to do. Ronald Reagan said a number of years ago, a nation that cannot control its borders is not a nation. Washington has refused to control, to secure our borders. I'm mad, and most Texans are mad. And we're here today to help the DPS and the National Guard fix it. The media would have you believe that the whole crisis on the border is exclusively about unaccompanied children. And it is not just about unaccompanied children. Unaccompanied children represent but a tiny fraction of the number of illegals who cross our border every day, according to the Border Patrol. Granted, the unaccompanied children issue can be solved today by passing the Cornyn-Cuellar bill. But our focus right now is on what Texas can do to secure our border. The Border Patrol and the Obama administration are spending so much time on the unaccompanied children issue that I believe the Border Patrol isn't doing enough to stop everyone else. There is a huge criminal element. We've seen estimates on those being apprehended. At least a quarter of those have criminal records. And I'm talking about dangerous drug trafficking, Mexican gang activity in Texas, transnational gangs, human trafficking, and worse. So Texas must act. 7 years ago, I became convinced that the federal government, was not going to be responsive to securing our border. And so working with Governor Perry, working with our senators, working with the House, we have tried to implement one of the federal government's basic constitutional obligations. And Texas has decided to go it alone, independent of the federal government. So in the Senate, in the House, we began appropriating Texas tax dollars, your money, not federal dollars, for border security. Since then, we've appropriated little over $800 million in Texas tax dollars for planes, helicopters, gunboats, and more DPS personnel on the border. And again, I want to compliment not only the director and DPS, our state police, but also General Nichols and Governor, your leadership. We just ran a successful surge operation last year, which emboldened me in December to come back and ask the legislature and the governor and the Senate and the House to get behind a full-time surge, 24/7, 365 days a year, to shut down our border from all criminal activity. Another serious problem that I want to see addressed are the numerous federally protected wildlife sanctuaries that are being used as safe havens by the cartels, where our ability, not only DPS, but the National Guard, to enforce our laws is sorely limited. Again, I want to thank the legislature for funding the surge. Without this surge operation, we wouldn't be in the room today talking about activating the National Guard. We wouldn't be ready. But because of this activity, because of both the National Guard and the DPS, we're in a position not only to activate the National Guard, but to address the problem along the border. I believe that our activation of the National Guard is just but one more tool in our toolbox to make sure that we can keep Texans safe. We will not abdicate this responsibility, but once we've shown that it works, I will ask that we send a bill to the administration for our cost. It's our honor to defend this great state and the states that surround us against an unprecedented encroachment of our borders And I wish our state police, the DPS, and our National Guard, our Texas National Guard, Godspeed. Thank you, Governor.
This time I'd introduce our last speaker before we open up for any questions, Attorney General Greg Abbott.
I want to applaud Governor Rick Perry for providing decisive leadership to address this crisis. At a time when action rather than words is demanded, Rick Perry is taking decisive action. First, by working with Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst and Speaker Strauss to call for the surge in DPS troops. And now, by sending in the National Guard. This is more than a border crisis limited to a few states. This is a national crisis affecting communities and taxpayers across the country. This is more than a humanitarian crisis, which in fact it is. This is also a public safety priority. You've heard stories already about women and children and others who have lost their lives, about women and children who have been sexually assaulted. One sexual assault or one life lost is one too many, and it demands a law enforcement response. The goal of the Texas operation that you've heard described for you today is multifaceted. One of those goals is to dry up as much money as possible from the cartels and gangs who profit off of their treacherous smuggling activities. Well, my office is helping in this effort. More than a dozen of my officers have assisted the DPS surge operation already. We've been working with the General Counsel of the Texas Military Forces. We're legally consulting with the governor's office about funding sources and about legal issues related to the deployment of the Guard. We're also working with the Adjutant General's office regarding legal issues about the deployment. We will continue working with the Guard to provide legal advice and counsel on the deployment. And of course, we do and will continue to work with officials in Washington on funding issues. We don't want or expect this situation to lead to litigation because we think that Washington will step up and do the right thing. But we must be prepared to take legal action if that is the course that is necessary. Texans are willing to put the boots on the ground. But we expect Washington to foot the bill. This problem wasn't created in a day, and it won't disappear in a day. But Texas will once again lead the way. And we are prepared to continue this effort as long as it takes to fulfill our duty to our citizens to secure the border.
Say thanks to each of the participants this afternoon. And now we'll be open for a few questions that you may have for myself or the participants. I think an anecdotal questioning of one or two people may not fulfill the full vision of what's going on the border. I would respectfully have you take a look over at that graphic and also maybe talk to the sheriff of Parker County, who had a young child molested by a four-time deportee. The idea that the border is without crime is a very false statement. And Texans understand that. The vast majority of the people along the border understand that. But what we're talking about here is clear data that shows us that since September, or the fall of 08, 642,000 criminal acts by individuals over their lives that they've committed in Texas, that many crimes. I will suggest to you that that is, on its face, the evidence that the people of the state of Texas are looking at, not some anecdotal story that you have brought for us today. I'll let General Nichols give you the down-in-the-weeds version of that, if you will. But what we're asking the National Guard to do is to be a force multiplier, to be there as a partner with the law enforcement, where they have done multiple times before. These are individuals who come from our communities. These are our teachers, our neighbors, our brothers, our sisters, who also are in our National Guard. They go to the border on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, they'll be there next month with Operation Lone Star, of which we deliver health care, along with our Health and Human Services Agency. So this idea that somehow or another there's a militarization going on is frankly a little offensive to the folks of the National Guard who travel to the border on a regular basis to help. And this is about border security. This is about giving Steve McCraw's personnel at the Department of Public Safety the needed assistance so that they can follow through and stop the criminal activities that are going on there. So, General, if you would, I'll let you discuss the legal side of what he asked.
As General Abbott said, we're watching the legal side very carefully. But technically speaking, if we were asked to, we could detain people. But we're not planning on that. We're planning on referring and deterring. So deterring them with a visible presence and referring any people that we see that we think are illegal immigrants to DPS. They will come and question them and refer them to the proper law enforcement agency.
Can you talk about air assets? Mm-hmm. What that is, what you're going to do?
We currently have helicopters in the air working with 11 states from the National Guard, but that's federally funded. It's a small organization. We plan on amplifying that. We work during the daytime, but we're most effective at night because we can see what they can't. And that way we can vector law enforcement into the people that have crossed the border illegally.
What will your National Guard do if and when they do encounter children and families? Are they going to be training them how to deal with those, although, as you say, they can't?
Yes, we will. We think that they will come to us and say, please take us to a Border Patrol station. So we're going to be prepared to have water there to render aid if they need it. Most all of our soldiers are trained in combat life saving techniques if that's needed. But we're going to get on the phone. Or we're going to call medical help right away.
What are we paying for the cost of the operation with the National Guard? The cost to bring the National Guard in?
I didn't hear the first part of the question.
The cost? How much?
It's approximately $12 million a month. Approximately. It's going to be state money. This is state active duty. And the governor's.
Let's get into my area there. It's not his. And this, obviously, there are a number of ways at which we can address this. The lieutenant governor and the speaker have been apprised. We discussed this over the course of some days. And budget execution is one of the ways, and I will suggest to you that is probably the way that this will be addressed. But if it's not, there are other options that we could take as well. So the bottom line is it's going to be funded. It will be fully funded. And I agree with the lieutenant governor that at some point in time, the federal government will respect its constitutional requirement to secure the border and reimburse the state of Texas for the dollars that we are expending now. Thank you all for coming.